Henry Bachman owns a cleaning business in Germantown, Maryland. He's also the founder of Power Washers of North America, an organization of about 50,000 contractors who volunteer their services and high-power spray equipment to clean public building exteriors stained by graffiti or the elements.
When we were doing the Lincoln Memorial, we probably had about 7,000 to 10,000 people that were going through the site.
They were surprised that so many contractors would travel so far away to donate our services to take care of our national monuments.
We get a satisfaction of knowing that we do something good for our community and for our country.
Volunteers can help clean up the country and affect its laws. When Adriana Scarlada of Fairfax County, Virginia, was a child, she was bullied mercilessly in school. She saw a lot of other kids in the same situation. So when she got to college, she made a daily long drive to the state legislature in the capital, Richmond, to convince lawmakers to require anti-bullying lessons in public schools.
I would get up in the morning. I would drive to Richmond with my parents, just because I was tired and I was still studying for tests and things like that. I'd lobby from maybe 8 until noon, and then I would sleep on the way back and then go to my classes. They were mostly night classes, and then get up and start again in the morning.
After months of lobbying, the Virginia legislature passed a law mandating bullying prevention in the schools. And today, 24-year-old Adriana Scarlata travels to elementary and secondary classrooms statewide promoting her anti-bullying campaign. And her newfound stature as the winner of the 2006 Miss Virginia contest helps win kids support. Volunteers are everywhere, at nursing homes, hospitals, AIDS clinics, homeless shelters, schools, parks, and recreation centers. Their services are not only helpful to the needy, but essential to the U.S. economy. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says volunteerism provides the country wage-free work worth more than $160 billion a year. And volunteerism continues to rise. A report issued this month by the Corporation for National and Community Service says volunteerism is now at an historic high. It attributes the renewed interest in volunteering to civic engagement after the terror attacks of 2001 and the hurricanes of 2005. The corporation estimates that, in addition to the approximately 61 million volunteers the Bureau of Labor Statistics counted last year, another 5 million work informally with their neighbors to improve conditions in their communities. Henry Hagee, a senior economist with the Bureau, says modern American volunteerism is grounded in the nation's religious traditions and strong family cohesiveness.
The age groups with the highest volunteering rates, about 31-32%, were ages 35 through 54. Frankly, I think this coincides more or less with the times when people are raising families, involved in their children's schools, involved in their children's athletic teams or athletic stuff after school, involved in church things, helping the children study their religion. A lot of the volunteering has to do with religious organizations.
This year's National Volunteer Week is sponsored by the national retailer Target Corporation and the Points of Light Foundation, a network of more than 300 local volunteer groups across the United States. Robert Goodwin with the Points of Light Foundation says the theme is inspire by example.
It's a time for recognition of what volunteers are doing to change our communities one person at a time. There is a value that is being placed on what volunteers are doing to improve their communities, and we're now trying to not only reinforce that value by programs such as National Volunteer Week that lets people know that their efforts are appreciated, but to increase this trend of more volunteering, and hopefully that those increases will be captured in this Bureau of Labor Statistics report that comes out each year.
Mr. Goodwin says all sorts of volunteer activities are going on around the country this week.
So they may go out and help to build a playground at a public housing complex, or clean up a park, or collect food or clothing for a homeless shelter. Literally thousands of things are being done, both to signify the importance of volunteering and to acknowledge the tremendous job that volunteers are doing and ways in which they're helping to build a sense of community through their selfless acts of service.
Robert Goodwin notes that in recent years, many American secondary schools have initiated community service as a prerequisite for graduation. Goodwin says it's a chance for young people to learn firsthand how helping others promotes self-esteem, and he hopes that'll inspire them to carry on the honored American tradition of volunteerism. I'm Andrew Barrack.